This year is the first all-mail ballot presidential election in the state, and it looks like, so far, things are running smoothly in Garfield County. Gene Alberico has a whole system in place, starting with collecting ballot boxes and date stamping each ballot. The ballots are then put in batches of about 50 and scanned into the statewide voter registration system so voters get credit for voting.
And it's also the process that we use for verifying signatures on the return envelope to make sure that the voter who was sent that ballot is actually the voter who voted it and returned that ballot.
In a small room off Alberico's office, one Democrat and one Republican are verifying signatures on each and every ballot. Irene is the Democrat.
Every single signature gets verified. Every single one.
Each signature on the voted ballot is matched with a signature from an electronic file. If there is any question, the Democrat and the Republican talk it over. They have to agree that the signature is correct or incorrect. Not just one can make that determination. If they don't agree, then the signature carries. Once that happens, the ballots go downstairs to be processed.
All right. You got to sign in here.
Yep.
Pam Bunn showed us into a large room where a dozen or so election judges were sitting at tables sorting ballots. Each ballot undergoes several degrees of separation before it's counted.
All of these ladies out here are taking the batches once they've been verified upstairs, and they are making sure every ballot that is on the batch sheet is in that batch. And once they have done that, they pass them to another person upside down. And that person opens the envelope, and it then passes to another person.
That next person separates the ballot from the envelope and puts the envelope in a different pile. Then the ballot is passed to another person who takes it out of the secrecy sleeve, opens it up, and looks for anything that could spoil a ballot, like whiteout, or if maybe someone voted with a Sharpie and it bled through the paper.
And then they count how many actual ballots they have in that stack and talk to the first person to make sure that they have the same number. She has 50 envelopes, she has 50 ballots.
And what happens if somebody has crossed out one and circled another one and with arrows?
It continues into the counting room. Once in the counting room, it'll go to the resolution board. And they will choose voter intent by what that person, you know, they crossed it out and said not this one or whatever they put.
And is that done by two bipartisan people like the signature?
It's done by a team. Yeah, everything's done by a team. And like all of these teams are bipartisan.
Alberico says mistakes can be made during an election, but the election process in Colorado is definitely not rigged.
We have so many checks and balances in our whole system that, you know, for us to have a rigged election in the state of Colorado, there would have to be some major conspiracy among the 64 different counties.
If you have not voted yet, it's too late to return your ballot by mail. You can, however, drop it off at various voter service and polling centers throughout the county. You might want to write this down. Those voter service centers are the County Administration Building in Rifle, Parachute Silt and Newcastle Town Halls, and the Carbondale Town Hall. All of these centers are open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, except Parachute, which opens Monday through Thursday from 7 to 6 and is closed Fridays. However, all centers will open this Saturday, November 5th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There are also 24-hour drop boxes at the Glenwood Springs Courthouse and the Rifle Administration Building. Then, on Election Day, you can bring your ballots to voter service centers at the Carbondale Town Hall, the Glenwood Springs Community Center, Newcastle Silt and Parachute Libraries, and the Garfield County Courthouse and Rifle Administration Building from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.